It seems like winter's making its introduction with temps starting to head downward. But don't worry, we have some indoor and outdoor activities this weekend that are guaranteed to warm you up. Adult beverages certainly head off seasonal chill. Tonight at The Link, Philadelphia Magazine hosts the Whiskey and Fine Spirits Festival. Over 250 local, national, and international brands will showcase their products. As it goes with these kinds of events, there are early entry and VIP ticket tiers. The fest starts for general admission attendees at 5 p.m. Two film festivals are in the area this week. The Philadelphia Jewish Film and Media Festival is at multiple venues through November 23rd. It features more than 25 Jewish-themed feature and documentary screenings, along with the usual panels and parties. We'll have all the information on our website, whyy.org/things-to-do, including on tickets and passes.
Each day, the criminal courts condemn scores of unfortunate girls to prisons that need reforming more than the prisoners. For in these dismal cages, the first-time loser is exposed to the habitual criminal by a vicious, outmoded penal system.
I am interested in seeing that we give every inmate a chance for readjustment, to become a worthwhile human being.
I wish we could drag the public in here to see the inmates decaying.
Turner Classic Movies host Eddie Mullen will be in town at the three-day Noir City Festival, which screens 10 classic film noir movies from Friday through Sunday at the Colonial Theater in Phoenixville. This year's version is dedicated to the dames that make the genre fascinating, including Jane Greer, Evelyn Keyes, and Anne Savage. Friday's schedule starts at 7 p.m. While we're talking films, you likely remember Donnie Brasco. That's the 1997 movie starring Johnny Depp as the FBI agent who infiltrated the mob. The real-life Donnie, whose name is Joe Pistone, comes to City Winery on Friday night to talk about his incredible life as a federal agent and how he helped take down hundreds of mobsters. The show starts at 6:30. It's that time again when the dogs rule the roost, or the pack, but you know what we mean. It's the National Dog Show, the one that airs on NBC on Thanksgiving Day. But it happens right outside of Philly at the Greater Philadelphia Expo Center in Oaks. 2,000 dogs in 7 different classes vie for best in show, and the competition is always fierce. The two-day event goes from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Saturday and 8 to 5 on Sunday. While we do have our inside options, there's an event going on outside that you should bundle up for. It's the fall incarnation of Love Your Park. Philly Parks and Rec partners with the Fairmont Park Conservancy and Friends of Parks for the two-day cleanup. More than 100 neighborhood parks are participating, and you can sign up to volunteer at your favorite one. It's happening Friday through Sunday. Since we're already outside, just grab your tweeds and get ready for Sunday's Philly Tweed Ride. The annual event provides several photo ops over its leisurely 10-mile course, the better to show off your fabulous fits. And you'll have the chance to see if they're fabulous enough to win a prize, including Best Dressed Man or Woman and Best Bicycle. The ride starts at 10 a.m. at the Philadelphia Museum of Art. We're not sure if there's any weed in her closet, but we do know that she has plenty of candles and crystals. We're talking Erykah Badu, who's celebrating the 25th anniversary of her classic album, Mama's Gun. She'll be performing it in its entirety on the Return of Automatic Slim Mama's Gun 2025 tour. It's coming to the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Atlantic City on Sunday at 8 p.m. Hoping your weekend is warm and welcoming no matter the weather. There are only 7 weekends left in 2025. Embrace them. If you missed anything or want to know where you can find Sting this weekend, yep, he's coming to town too, head to our website, whyy.org/things-to-do. I'm Tanya Pendleton, and I'll be back next Thursday with more weekend options. Whatever you choose to do, have a great weekend, everyone. I think I made a wrong turn.